So this would be the famous fortress, would it?
How underwhelming. It's a bit dull, a bit bland, a bit boring. Sit you right down to the ground. Oh, are you ignoring me? It's a bit rude, ignoring a guest. An uninvited guest is still a guest. Oh, are you pouting? Oh, of course a hero wouldn't pout. You're annoyed at me. You're upset. Oh, come now, don't be like that. Not after I came all this way to see you. Because I missed you. Darling, don't be like that. Don't be all hero-ish. We both know that you're no hero. Not anymore. Why don't you come over here and let me kiss you? Sulking. So attractive. It actually is. Darling, I know this isn't where you want to be. This fortress so heroic. Tight and boring. This isn't who you are anymore. Not now. I know you're frustrated. Being forced to play the hero. Having to listen to all that bullshit. Heroes. So much talk. You must be so frustrated. I know I am. Oh, I am beyond frustrated. Because I want you. I need you. And ordinarily when I want something, when I need something, I take. I'll do anything, and I mean anything to get it, but I can't do that right now. I can't have you. I can't take you. I want to take you. I have to wait. I hate waiting. I need you. I need your touch. I need you close. When I seduced you, tempted you, well, it wasn't just because I wanted to sway you to my way of thinking. It was also because I ache for you. I didn't want to. I didn't want to want my nemesis. You were so heroic. And that is definitely not a turn on. There was something in your eyes. Oh, something that promised a little bit of deliciousness. Just like that. Oh, that was delicious. And I was right under that garish costume. That was something I wanted. Something I needed. Something I understood. Because I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. We are the same animal. Only you were caged. You were a whole lot up tight. I couldn't help but want to let you out. I couldn't help but want to unlock that cage and let the beast out. So I did. I seduced you. But it wasn't simple supervillain flirting. Because we all do that. Whether we admit it or not, oh no. This was like calling to like. And as much as you thought, as much as you thought yourself and thought me as. As much as you resisted, the beast wanted to be free. That darkness inside you, that shadow that is just so wanting, so needing, so very familiar. You were never meant to be a hero. Oh no. You were meant to be with me, and you are. Oh, but I wish you were. I wish. Oh, I wish you were. I need you. I need you. And oh, I want to take you away. I need to take you. But I have to wait. I have to be patient, so I just. I rub myself up against that sharp, keen edge. I imagine you're touching me. I imagine you're kissing me. I imagine that you are. Fucking me. And you will be. You will be so, so. So very soon. I want to touch you. I want to come over there. Where you're sat on your heroic, noble throne. So subtle. I want to crawl into your lap. And I just want to give myself. I just want to give myself. To give you everything. To be bare and vulnerable. And that's something a supervillain should never be, but oh, it's not about superhero and. Fuck. Fuck. Supervillain, it's about your animal and my. Animal and everything that lies between them. But I can't. Not. That really. Really. Pisses me off. like you wouldn't believe. But we are so, so close. So close. I want to be close. Just a little bit longer. And I'll let you in. The council. The council of heroes. With their secrets. So closely guarded. Only the chosen few get access, and you are so close. So close, so just a little. Tiny bit longer. Bite your tongue. Be a good hero. Think of me. Dream of me. Long for me. Of course I'll know. Of course I will. But it's normal. It's normal for a hero to want. The nemesis to want to fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, please. 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 Ah. Fuck me. I don't beg. I don't beg, but I will beg for you to fuck me. I'm not helping, am I? Well, I am. Because I haven't jumped you. I haven't put my hands all over you, because they would know. They would know if we touched, and that is why I am standing exactly 10 feet away. Yes, I'm touching. I am most definitely touching, but that doesn't count. Because this will just feed the healthy desire that you have for your nemesis. The desire that you will never act upon because you're a hero, only you're not. You're a villain. You are my villain, and we are going to crack the council wide open. Steal all those secrets. Oh, it's so... Ah, fiendish. So diabolic. Diabolical. So wet and hot and slick and empty. Just aching for you. Nothing you need to worry about. I really shouldn't be here. This is so foolish. This is a really, really bad idea. All that work, all that effort, all that need and want. Oh, please, please fuck me. Please, please, please. Do you like it when I beg? Do you like it when I say please? Pretty please. Oh, please. I like it too. I've never begged anyone before. But I will beg you. So please, darling, please, my hero, hang on a little longer, just a little longer. We are so close, we are so close, but we're not. 10 feet, 10 feet. But soon there will be nothing between us, nothing keeping us apart. We will be naked and wanton and wicked. And we would have won. I'm going to fuck you so hard and so good that you... You won't even remember your name. I'm going to do things to you that have never been done before. And you are going to scream my name. I'm going to undo you. Take you apart, bit by bit, with pure... pure... wanton pleasure. But not yet. Not yet. So be a good hero. Be polite and respectful and oh, so very noble. Be strong. Be strong. Because we are so close. We are so close. Oh, I could just. But I won't. But I really want to. And I'm frustrated, and I'm going to take all of this frustration out on you, and you're going to love every single second of it. But first, you have to be good. So be good. Be oh so good. Be unbelievably good, and I will be good too. Fuck. I am dripping. Dripping. Just for you. I'll take my leave now because I am so close to jumping you. Perhaps you should, I don't know, put up a painting. Get a bookshelf. Do something to distract yourself because you are throbbing. Which was my plan. Because misery loves company. So, be good. Really good. And soon we'll be bad. We'll be so, so bad.